Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm good. Yeah? Did you know I'm awkward?
You say that a lot.
Yeah.
You say that.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like you truly... I'm no awkward, man. I'm around youth all the time.
All right. Yeah. I wrote about this in my book. I did a wedding not too long ago and knew the couple that I was doing the wedding for, but really none of their friends or family. Do the wedding, hanging out afterwards, and one of the bridesmaids who I don't know, I mean, she was in the wedding. I was in the wedding too, doing the wedding, but whatever. Outside the venue, was on the is in Seattle, so on a sidewalk, comes up and comes in for a hug.
Oh,
I don't know her name. I don't know her.
Yeah,
she comes in for a hug, but she's wearing a bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah,
and there's nothing on the back. I mean,
strapless.
Nothing like. It's all back, right? So she comes in, and I am freaked out. Like, I don't know what to do. So I keep my hands down to my sides because I'm in my brain, I'm going through the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
Where do I put them? I can't just, like, tap her skin.
You couldn't slide her off to a side hug?
But still, I mean, it's just, oh, man. Yeah.
So you did the pencil dive.
I kind of put my neck forward, and she grabbed me, hugged me, as my hands still remained at my sides. It was the most awkward hug of all time.
That sounds pretty terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, you're awkward. Never mind.
Thank you. Well, I want to talk about five socially awkward things that even this socially awkward guy knows not to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Number one, do you know who I am? Somebody walks up to you and says,
oh, my goodness.
Do you know who I am? Or do you remember me?
Do I look familiar?
What's my name?
Yep.
I hate that.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's like a setup.
Yeah. And I never do.
Yeah. And you can't feel good about it because it's like you just set me up to fail.
Hey.
Yeah. You look familiar. I just can't place your name. The whole thing is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Number two, hovering. Okay. So that's when you stand on the perimeter like a creeper while other people are talking because you're waiting for them to finish so that you can talk to the person you were waiting for.
Oh my goodness.
It's just like...
Hey, to the hoverer, uh-huh. we see you, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
All right?
Right.
We have peripheral vision. Uh-huh. We see you there.
Yeah. I mean, what should they do instead, you know? I don't know.
I don't know. Just run in.
Like, yeah, run in,
go
say,
for it.
Yeah. Or can I get you later?
Maybe we should have a little number thing. Just take a number. Take uh-huh. a number.
I think really send a text message, like, when you're done
right.
talking,
yeah.
do you
yeah.
have a minute for me? Number three, assuming I know everything you know.
I know, totally.
I hate that one. you know what happened in Pittsburgh when they decided to paint all the fire hydrants green?
No.
Why do you want to make me look like an idiot? Stop uh-huh. it. Yeah.
Remember what happened
right.
after Lincoln? Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah.
No,
or,
I don't know.
Or the more personal, not just like facts and details, but more personal, like about how people feel, respond, what's going on in a family. Like when they do this sort of, well you know. You know how, it's just kind of like,
no, I
don't know.
Just tell me.
Tell me what you want me to know. Number four, inappropriate jokes.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. I mean.
Hey, by the way, is it okay if they're older? Like the person's older? I mean, do we give them a pass? Look, they're a young person and they're
yeah.
being really inappropriate.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, okay, guy.
Right.
Figure it out.
Right.
But, like, come on. I'm talking, like, a generation older.
Uh-huh.
A generation or two older.
To be honest,
yeah,
that's where I'm getting those jokes.
Mm.
That's
mm-hmm.
that's where it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And they know better is what you're saying, though.
I feel like they do. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just my advice is keep it clean. You know, like, we don't need racism in our jokes.
Yeah, you don't have an HBO special.
No.
So keep it clean.
Uh-huh. Really, also... when it's super harsh and critical political jokes, it makes it a really awkward kind of thing. So
yeah.
Just don't do that. Number five, forcing touch or contact when the person is giving obvious signals that they have a bubble.
Wait, I think we just came full circle.
Yeah, I started out with that one, huh?
Does she listen to the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't think so. Right. I got a couple bonus ones, some extra ones.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't like this when someone wants an immediate answer to a very complicated question or one that is like, I probably should think about that, maybe even pray about.
Yeah.
But it's like they just come in and are expecting that answer right away. Similar to that is when it's a touchy subject, asking a question that I don't actually know how safe you are for me to answer that. You know, like there's not enough relationship or context
sure.
for me to actually answer that question.
A politically charged question.
Yeah. So anyway, here's an awkward guy encouraging all you other awkward folks out there. Let's try to be a little less awkward.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.